Welcome to the Work Reset Revolution, and I'm here today with Karen Guggenheim, who is the author of Cultivating Happiness and the founder and CEO of WOHASU and the World Happiness Summit. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, Cara. How are you? I'm very happy to join you today and also all of your listeners. Thank you for having me on.
It's fantastic to have you here. And well, many of my listeners know that I will often go straight into the first question and ask you. I'd love to hear from you, really. What do you think that the biggest challenges organizations are facing today?
I think that we don't understand the way that we should look at work. I think that we are using a paradigm from decades before. So for example, no pain, no gain. And I think zero-sum games. And I think that begins probably in education and also our definition of success that is about external rewards almost exclusively. So we have created an environment that I think is quite conducive to humans. And sometimes it's because it negatively impacts relationships. And so we know that the number one indicator of how happy we are is the state of our relationships and positive relationships, right? And so if we bring that negativity to the workplace and how we view work is exclusively or primarily through a lens of money and financial gain, we have this this skewed balance. And so the other thing is that businesses are primarily looking at the bottom line because they have to report to the shareholders and other key stakeholders. And so it's kind of very short-minded in that regard, because if we could change the way we think about how work should be and how people are at work, then we would understand that for sustainable economic growth, we need to look out for our people. Yeah. And the data and the research is showing us that our people are not thriving at work. And so that means that there is high disengagement. That means there's absenteeism. People are getting sick. People feel lonely at work. People feel unsafe at work. And so we can see how that also can impact traditional business results. So I believe that it's a missed opportunity to create win-win scenarios that then will positively impact not only our workplaces today, but also for future generations, which is incredibly important.
Absolutely. And so I love that. So it's really shifting our mindset and redefining success. You know, I often say this to my clients of what, you know, start our week with joy and end our week with climate action or something that brings us purpose. You know, again, if we were rewarded for our, you know, efforts in collaboration and, you know, joyfulness and the energy that we're bringing instead of the actual sort of, you know, or both of them, I think it would make such a difference. So that's beautiful. So what do you think? So what are the solutions to those challenges?
Well, I think it begins with awareness, right? And so if you don't have self-awareness of how you're feeling inside of your body and how your actions and attitude is impacting other people, your words, you know, you speak about energy as well, your energy, then it's very difficult to make any sort of change. So if we're talking about work in particular, it's a system, right? You're not there usually by yourself. You're interacting with other people and teams. And, you know, the world is has become very, very small. So we're dealing with different cultures and different ways of thinking. And so it's incredibly important to develop this this awareness first that something needs to be changed, and then that we can go about to change it and understand that it takes effort and time. So there is no five quick ways to become happy or five quick ways that you can implement in the workplace. No. In the same way, that there's not five quick ways to run a marathon or to lose 30 pounds.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle choice. How do you want to be when you're at work? Do you want it to be horrible? Like, for example, research also shows that the most trying time that people have at work is with their the time that they spend with their manager.
Mm.
And we also know that people don't leave, they don't tend to leave a position, they leave people. So it's really quite interesting that leaders who are so smart in this traditional kind of business acumen of finance or operations or logistics don't understand the impact of the social nature of work. And so I think that, the awareness of that needs to be changed, and then the awareness has to be elevated, and then we need to train for it. So, for example, we have a Chief Happiness Officer certification program that we've done since 2018, so that we can begin to bring this idea of how to transform workplaces. And it requires a vocabulary of well-being. Yeah. What does it mean to work in this organization, and how do we treat people? Now, you were talking that to begin the week with joy, you know, that's ideal. Sometimes the beginning of the week is not joyful because there could have been a plant that exploded or power went out or something happened. So perhaps, you know, that's not a joyful moment, because we also know that we can't experience joy all the time. Human beings weren't made for that. And we're living in a world that has serious challenges.
Yeah.
But we can also deal with those challenges and train for having a positive reaction when those challenges are taking place. So perhaps it's not a joyful moment, but it is a moment for building resilience, or using the resiliency skills that you can train for beforehand, so that you can come together, and instead of letting the natural flight or flight response of your body get out of control, and then start to perhaps not collaborate, if we understand that it's a situation, okay, but then we're going to use, you know, calming words, or we're going to put, you know, how are we going to deal with this incredible challenge in a positive way? So that way, naturally, you're going to have more joyful moments, because you will bypass the toxic interaction, but it requires training, and it requires a language and an intelligence on well-being.
Absolutely. And we know from research that it can take 30 to 60 days to rewire our neural pathways, you know, our dominant thinking. So even if we're looking at a word, you know, I work in the space of burnout a lot, and we're also saying that actually, you know, this has become almost a contagious word, but it takes a rewiring for people to start using different words, right? You know, focus, calm, you know, sustainable productivity, joy. It takes that time. So I think that's really brilliant that you're also talking about, you know, the training and educating people on that. So tell us a little bit more about the work that you do at Wahaso. And I'd love to hear a bit more about your upcoming book as well, Cultivating Happiness.
Thank you. So yes, I'm very excited. My book is coming out March 14th. And so, you know, I talk about my personal journey. And so my dedication to promoting happiness and the science of well-being at scale came actually from a personal tragedy. So that's why I am a firm believer that you can train for it. You know, it doesn't bypass the pain, right? Because it's about, my book is about post-traumatic growth, but you can train to be able to frame an experience where you can learn that what happened to you is not who you are, is not your identity, is something that occurred in your life that is very, very painful. And you can also grow from it and open yourself up to new experiences. And so I'm very excited about my book. And then we have the World Happiness Summit. The sixth edition is going to happen in London at South Bank Center, Queen Elizabeth Hall, on March 19th and 20th. And we're very, very excited about that. Last year was in Como, before it was in Miami. And it's also going to be online. So if you can't make it in person, you can join digitally. I know that you have an international audience, and we're doing it through Zoom events, so they have the subtitles, so you can even get the subtitle in your own, in your language.
Fantastic.
We're going to be talking about workplace well-being. So the human sustainability leader of Deloitte, Jen Fisher, will be there. She just did a great, great episode on an interview on BBC Global, where she was talking about work and redefining work. We have Jan-Emmanuel Deneuve of Oxford. Mm-hmm. He's the leading expert on workplace well-being. We're going to have the live European launch of the World Happiness Report 2024. So we're very excited about that. Yale professor Lori Santos will be there. She will film her podcast live with Dr. Rangan Chatterjee as a guest. And another wonderful thing is that the Surgeon General of the United States will be joining us as well and be talking about the impact of social connections on well-being and on purpose. And Harvard professor, business school professor, Arthur Brooks will be joining us as well. He just wrote a book with Oprah. We're going to have book signings. So it's really an opportunity to look at happiness through an evidence-based perspective and to have an intimate interaction with these amazing, amazing speakers.
That's wonderful. And for anybody that's listening, all the links will be below the bottom of the podcast. So yes, we often talk about bringing science and the heart together. And, you know, how do we create more loving organizations? You know, if we were to look at the organization as a living being, right? So because organizations are made up of people. So how can we bring more love into the way we work? And so connecting science and the heart. So I think I'm really excited about your upcoming book and the fact that you also share your personal journey and your story in there, as well as the conference coming up. So that brings me to my final question, actually. What does a work reset revolution look like to you, Karen?
A work reset?
Revolution.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure what the definition is of a work reset revolution, but I can tell you that for me, the future of work is creating win-win scenarios where we come into business relationships, whether it's within our own companies or the way we interact with others, that foster collaboration, win-win scenarios, growth, abundance mindset, so that we move away from this scarcity thinking. And I also would like to move away from calling these skills soft, because I think they're very, very powerful, actually. And I think that engaging in work through a empathetic, compassionate lens, bringing in forgiveness and kindness, makes a workforce as very resilient and incredibly strong. So I don't believe they're soft at all. I think they're very, very powerful skills. And whenever people show up with their best selves and feel well and healthy, the positive impact is something that I don't think we have, we can imagine. We certainly haven't seen it. And I think we need to turn it around through this strength-based perspective, focusing on these so-called soft skills.
Beautiful. And so as we move into a wellness paradigm, these skills are going to become more and more important. And I just get really excited when you say, you know, stepping into an abundance mentality, right? So an abundant feeling of abundance, unlimited abundance for everybody. And you know, I think we're now sitting in a collective feeling of lack and scarcity. Mm-hmm. You know, you see this everywhere in the world. And it's actually, if you change and retrain the mind and start thinking in a different way, you know, nature is abundant. There is so much abundance around us. It's just about looking for it and seeing it.
And one last tip, if you want to be happier,
yes, please
do something for somebody else. See how that feels. Thank you.
Beautiful. So that's fantastic, and I couldn't agree more. So thank you so much, Karen, for joining us today. And it's been really great to hear from you. For everybody that's listening, we'll have a link to Karen's book and also the World Happiness Summit links as well. If you want to still join that, will be available. So hopefully we'll be seeing you there. So thank you so much, Karen, and we'll speak soon. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Work Reset Revolution. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. As a next step, share this episode with anyone that you think may benefit. Follow us on LinkedIn at Softer Success for more inspiration to change the way we work, and contact us at info@softersuccess.com to find out more about our burnout assessment tool. If you have any feedback on how to improve, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Work Reset Revolution.